you know, there's been a lot of work done over the years to get that there. I mean, we can't thank the Historical Society enough for saving those buildings. So I'm not talking about for this generation, but future generations to know that there was chalkboards and not whiteboards and whatever the heck's going on in the high schools
you
now.
You don't know about chalkboards.
Yeah, no, I had chalkboards back when I was in. Yeah, I'm 44 years old. There's chalkboards there. So here's the thing. We need to treat those properties, those buildings, like they're our own. And treat them in a capital manner like they are our own, like they're the roof on a fire station, okay? I think it's extremely important because if something happens, and I believe they're under our insurance policies and things like that, but if there is a capital improvement in let's say 15 years on a building that's a roof or whatever, we can't literally expect, I mean, Jim has done so much of this himself, we can't expect the Historical Society all of a sudden come up with an $18,000 or $15,000 fundraiser. We need to treat these buildings like they're our own. So I think we need to figure out a memorandum of understanding that has the city being responsible, yet the Historical Society operates it. I mean, they do a great job on the 4th of July and other points during the year, Christmas and that. So I guess it's a maybe do I need one motion or separate motions? I don't know what's the best way to go on this, but
I need one other thing and a clarification.
Yeah.
The other thing is Jim knows this. We need an operations and access agreement.
Sure.
And we should once and for all put an agreement together that says the city of Franklin owns these buildings, even though it's in the barn contract, but I don't believe it's in any of the other ones.
No, that's correct. I was going to mention that the ownership agreements has to come about, and as did the maintenance agreements, and we're all for that. I mean, it's just there's nothing saying who pays for what, who does what. I mean, I just want to get specifics where
right. And I think
I think we
absolutely have to, for the simple fact that we can't. I mean, so much they've done a great job, decades and decades of saving these buildings, and we need to thank them for it. And we need to be prepared to take not only take ownership, but take over the responsibility and future, you know, major expenses, because it's something that we're lucky enough to have.
So the three agreements, it could be one. It's
yeah.
Ownership.
Yep.
Access and operations.
Yep.
And maintenance.
And maintenance. And then with the transfer that needs to take place, so we need to know the what?
It's probably a handshake.
Well, no, I think it's more than a handshake.
Let's do it right.
So can we? So. Do I need anything? Is that enough to make a motion, Mr. City Attorney?
Well, if it's coming back in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. But we need to, number one, be ready in 2 weeks to say, here's the cost, and yes, let's make the transfer take place.
Okay. I do have one question. I have started looking in. Like, I do have two estimates on the painting, for instance.
Okay.
And I wanted to be clear now. I am doing this. I'm working with Glenn on this to come up, but these would be individual projects, like the painting is one, the electrical and lighting is another, the ADA is a third one. I might mention one thing that is on the inspection report is a lightning prevention system that's not the code. And talking to our city inspector, Scott Spatula, he does not think that's something that should be required. So we need to get that off. But so I know what needs to be done, and I it won't take that much effort. 2 weeks is enough time for me to put together. What's that? Okay.
Wait,
well,
we need to be clear, though, Jim.
Yeah.
Who's paying for it and who's doing the work? I frankly didn't read the agreement that carefully to understand. Okay. I thought we were doing the electrical.
Yeah, that was something you were going to do.
Who's paying for the painting?
Well, originally it was us, the Historical Society, was going to do the painting. The ADA, I don't know if that was ever clear on who was going to do that. But I'm here requesting that, you know, you did approve the $40,000, that the painting is added to what
And the reason I'm making the motion to include all that is because it took forever to us to get to this point. Yeah. And at the end of the day, because of that, the wood we couldn't use. I think you couldn't use the wood in inspection. Right. So there's that. I mean, obviously these types of projects are not simple, as the alderman knows. Sometimes projects are not simple. Yeah. And so we just want to get this right.
So okay, painting, electrical, ADA compliance,
yep.
and
$40,000, that's the bubble, that's what they got.
So Glenn, that's what you're coming back with for a quote. City attorney can work on the other agreements separate and apart from that.
Mayor.
Alderman Well.
That's the motion.
I'm confused about the cost. We're going to.
We don't have one yet.
Oh, well, then I don't want to vote on it if we don't have a cost. What do you mean we're voting on something without a cost?
This is the motion to go get the prices.
Right.
The motion is to go get, not to do.
I thought that's what the bid would have done with the road.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm confused about the cost. Could you lay out the cost
all right.
for me?
There's a
no,
motion.
Serious. Could you lay out the cost?
I can. Sure.
I'm not asking you because you're not the.
There's
here's
a budget line item for $40,000 for an expenditure. We do not yet know the exact price of any of those three.
And we always said we're going to finish it once we took it over.
And that's the purpose of this particular.
He's interrupting you. I couldn't hear you. Could you say it again, please?
Can't postpone this whole meeting till we grow up around here.
Yeah. I cannot. Anyway, exactly. So that is the purpose of the motion, is to go get bids and bring them back in 2 weeks. The motion's been made and seconded. Has it been seconded?
And then when the bids come back, we'll make a decision on what?
On whether to go forward with it and who gets the bid.
Just Alderman like you usually do with bids.
Dan Mayer, I think, seconded, right, Dan?
I did, yes.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes, I thought this covered it, but you laid it out in much better detail, so that's good. Jim, is that all sound appropriate to you?
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I was hoping for. I'll come back with some figures as best I can. And
yeah. I think it covered everything that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Just want to point out for everybody, too, the great debt of gratitude we all owe Jim and the rest
Absolutely.
Of the Historical Society and Mary. We can't forget Marion.
Yeah.
For all your hard
Her
work
more
and
so
effort.
Than Jim.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just got to
get paint
get it
on
done.
That building, though.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Jim. I look forward to seeing the bids that will outline the cost.
Glenn's working on the bids. Glenn's
Alderman Dandrea, you had your hand up?
Yeah.
Are we going to have a project? Turn your mic on.
We'll have a project completion date of fall of 2020.
That's reasonable.
Not bad. That was good.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's been moved and seconded. Anything else, City Attorney?
What's the motion?
Motion is to generate the, well, go ahead, Steve.
To come back with the three bids necessary, working with engineering. Now, engineering is going to work with the Historical Society to bring back these numbers.
City project.
City project, $40,000 set aside to finish it once we take it over. That's what we're going to do.
The second thing is to start working on a maintenance agreement and also a memorandum of understanding of, right?
No, I'm only just agreement.
Oh, just an agreement. Maintenance agreement, bids, and what's the last one?
Maintenance agreement, transfer agreement,
transfer
and ownership,
agreement, yep.
And operations agreement.
And operations. Maintenance, operations, transfer, and ownership. Documents back here 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
The bids have to come first, but then we'll give Jesse a month on the air, too.
Mr. City Attorney.
So this is part of a transfer to a governmental entity of a property, the property being the building. And the city engineer, now I'm hearing the word bid instead of cost estimate, which is what I suggested prior to the meeting.
Cost estimate.
So if it goes into the $40,000 range, that would be a work of public improvement because it exceeds the statutory $25,000. The city engineer is nodding his head yet, so it would have to go through the public bid process, and that's not going to be back here in 2 weeks.
Three separate projects.
Okay, yeah, I've always looked at it as just three projects. The painting, electrical and lighting, and the ADA, not one full project.
Right.
They are three separate projects.
An unhappy entity that lost on the bidding process wants to challenge it because it's the fix-up of a singular structure.
Okay.
It's a felony.
What was that?
I believe that's a felony.
It's your fault.
You go to prison.
All right, world.
We know where we're going.
We're only going to do electrical.
Crystal,
sure.
Yeah, and then argue with it.
Right, okay.
So, Alderman Taylor, you have changed your mind.
Yeah, so the most imminent is the electrical, correct? That's the first. So, that's what we're going to do is the electrical.
Yeah, I have some idea because there was one bid put in here for the electrical a couple of years ago that was rejected for some improper bidding, and that came in somewhere around about $13,000-$14,000. I know how much the painting is going to cost, and I've got an idea what the you know the ADA would cost. So I just we have to find some way to.
We're
going to
do the electrical.
We're
going to
do the
electrical, Jim.
We're going to do the electrical.
We're going to do the electrical.
Electrical.
Yeah, you're going to do the electrical. That's been agreed.
Right. You know? So we're going to do that. That's part of the deal.
Yep.
Okay. So your motion is electrical plus the agreements.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. On the motion for
Everything we talked about is covered in this now.
Electrical.
Just electrical.
And where does he go then from here on the rest of it?
We'll deal with that at some point in the future.
But not part of this project.
Right.
If you have one project, you split up to avoid the bidding loss. That's the felony we talked about.
Okay, so for Jim to be at ease here, we're still moving forward on this.
Right, we're moving forward.
Okay.
Project is only electrical.
Electrical.
Okay.
We do electrical.
But we understand he's going to come back with the rest of this. All right.
Project is only electrical.
Okay.
I'm all right. I understand that.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Go now and come back in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good.
G5 is on page 99 is a resolution accepting easements for Ryanwood Manor sanitary water and storm drainage.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Would you guys quit causing trouble?
Aye. I said aye.
Page 139, which is G6, a resolution accepting conservation easement for Mr. Bodner's development.
Second.
All those in favor?
Discussion. Just a quick
Alderman
one.
Mayor.
I'm just pointing out this
in
is,
your district, by the
this
way.
This is just, yes, I fully understand that. This is just approving a conservation easement for the buffer. Mr. Bodner, I do want to say, as I've said before, he has been very cooperative. I'm not in favor of apartments, and so I was against this. This is the conservation easement, so I have no problem with it. I hope everything's going okay with you, between you and the neighbors, and things are moving forward well, and okay, very good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 on 147 is a buffer yard easement on the north side of the same property.
Second. I'll second the Alderman.
Alderman Mayor.
Alder District.
Just one more time for the listening audience. This is approving a buffer area conservation easement only.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Jump on this next one.
157, G8, a resolution approving condominium for Cortez Condominiums.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All
yes,
those in
discussion.
Favor?
Please.
Alderman Nelson.
Thank you. Mr. Nessenbaum, I just want to thank you for being patient and also being very diligent and following all the city's requests. There's been numerous times you've had to appear and show, and we've met, and I just want to thank you for the project you're putting up in our district.
And we never call on him either.
No, he's got it down pat. He knows how to do this.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is consideration of $400,000 MRO payment to TI Investors. This is for Statesman Apartments.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 on 183 is a resolution to accept the roadway and infrastructure to public right-of-way for CSM for Statesman Way. Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Mayor, did these tree funds get collected?
Yes, they are in deposit. As we purchase trees, we pull from that account.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, 187 is parking on Mission Drive. Alderman Mayor.
I'd like to move that we look on the map on page 192 and look at the red right in front of Robinwood, the proposed no parking. I would move that we use that as the reference and that be no parking, same to be consistent with the no parking on the other sides of the road and other areas. I don't want to change any of the other times. So my motion is to only add no parking during the regular same hours as the other no parking on that red proposed area.
Just said our few.
So the intent is to make it no parking from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m.
Yes.
And three a.m. or 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And the whole thing came about because I believe it was the police department that had a complaint that there was parking right in front of the stop sign there. I've never had any complaints there. And so I didn't know where this thing kind of got legs of its own, and before we knew it, we're changing all the other no parking on the other. Okay.
But you're just doing 100 feet.
I'll 50
both ways.
I'll second that. All I can say is I wish you would have came to Public Works. We must have wasted a good 45 minutes, I think, on this one. It got crazy. It was just nuts. It was totally nuts. So what? I mean, we were kind of leaning on you to what you wanted in that.
Let's
do one at a time to the center of the.
What the hell is point of order for?
Because you didn't have the floor. He was talking. It was like whoa. It's like, you know, when I even try to.
It's like when you do it.
You made the second.
I made the second. I was adding to the discussion because I'm on Public Works and we had a long discussion, so I was kind of answering. You're asking the question.
Right.
He said, Your Honor, I do have the floor. Where he was saying this had legs, and I was trying to explain why it had legs, and that's. So,
I appreciate that explanation. Yeah. I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
The only question we had last time was whether it should be no parking during the entire school day, which I would be in favor of as well. But I guess for consistency's sake, and it seems like consistency was a major consideration there, so I would go along with the consistency of the no parking same time as the other areas. But to have no parking there any time on the rest of that would just push parking back in the neighborhoods. And I haven't had complaints on this, but I guarantee you I'd have complaints on that. So
may I suggest, subject to technical corrections, we'll have to completely redo the ordinance to match that. So
sounds good.
That's my second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is a proposal to amend the boundary for TID number 6, southwest corner of Ryan Road and South 112th.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, page 211, resolution to reimburse Loomis and Ryan Inc. for oversizing the water main as part of TID 6.
So move, option A.
Excellent. And it's been seconded.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, resolution to support extension of the MMSD interceptor on 27th Street.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Signify.
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is on page 217 is direction to staff for WISDOT project on South Lovers Lane Road, Rawson to College, which is not a good deal.
So
there is some direction required here. So first thing is context-sensitive designs.
Yes, sir.
They want to know if we want benches and decorative lighting at our expense, essentially.
We do have some monies that we could use. So it does not include sidewalks, but it could I show copies of flagging and some other things that have been proposed by our rebranding efforts lately. We could have potentially benches and decorative lighting and so forth. So and so to start with, there is a meeting, public meeting on the 27th. And so I would almost suggest you think about it. You go talk to the DOT on the 27th at the high school library. And this may be something you may want to make a more educated decision at a future date.
Well,
Alderman Nelson.
Well, isn't there a meeting coming up on the 27th at the high school?
That's what he just said.
Yes, sir.
I mean, no. I want to go more detail on this.
Okay.
Just, I want to go to that meeting. I want to get some more feedback because I know we talked a little bit about this, and this is going to be a storm.
Yes, sir.
If I lived there, I would be just. I mean, it's going to be equally as ugly as tonight, probably. Well, no, I doubt it.
It won't take as long.
It won't take as long. You're right to do a huge project like this. So I would like to simply table this till after that 27th meeting, and I can get some feedback and then discuss it with you.
Yes,
because
sir.
I definitely want to get some feedback from the residents.
I'll second that.
Bring scouts.
All those in favor to table until the next meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Here's another exciting one. G16, motion to move some city-owned traffic lights because the county.
Area lights. Oh. Not traffic signals.
No, these are, yeah. These are.
Good job, Patty.
Rehabilitation of Rawson Avenue from Lover's Lane. This is an amount of a bunch of money.
We know it's going to be at least $3,600. We are crossing our fingers and hoping we don't have to spend more money, but I'd like for a $20,000 budget if we need to.
Alderman Mayor, it's your district.
Yeah, I know. I'm still baffled by this whole thing. The lights weren't, there wasn't the right communication. I don't know who
so,
it would have been.
So there was, and I think it's fair to say because they've called it a rush job on their end. So
we've
they
been
rushed,
talking about it for 10 freaking years.
Why aren't they paying for it?
They started the design this past summer. We were given notice about a month ago that that they had some concerns with locations of area lights and so forth. So we had to get a quote from We Energy. So there's some lights at 92nd Street and Wolfville Road that need to be relocated. So part of that, we have to pay for that, even though they're their lights that they're, that we pay rent on. There's concern that possibly some lights up near Hawthorne may need to be relocated. Friday morning, Kevin Schleter and Ronnie and myself, we were at this, and again, they're rushing through this, but we are hopeful that maybe we don't have to relocate them, but we'll find out what their next version of plans look like. If they do, then we'll need some assistance from our contractor to move them.
And these why are aren't they lights. Paying for it? Why aren't they paying for it?
They don't do lights. So they you know, like 76th Street,
and
lights are ours.
What if the lights aren't moved?
What's that?
What if they're not moved?
Well, we're in there right away. So like any other utility, so they need something moved because to make room for their road project, as we make our utilities move for us, that we'll have to. So We Energies is having to do some relocation from their efforts, and everyone with things in the way as they do it will have to
Okay, that explanation makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We need a motion to approve. Up to $20,000.
So move. I don't see any way around it.
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Motion carries. Four ayes, two noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion, as I said, motion carries. G17 on page, Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to item G17 on page 229, these are proposed building inspection services contracts, except there are no contracts, and I did discuss with the Director of Inspection Services, and if someone is interested in so moving, I would suggest that the council action requested on the action sheet be changed to a motion to approve the four proposals with Industrial Roofing Services, Inc. for visual hardscape surveys, $9,050. Visual roof surveys, $9,050. Visual window and wall surveys, $9,825. And visual HVAC mechanical surveys, $9,850. Of the multiple city facilities as outlined in each proposal, all totaling $37,775, using general fund contingency appropriations, which shall be accepted with the preparation by city staff of the city standard form services agreement with provisions relevant to the proposals for execution and delivery by the mayor, the director of finance and treasurer, and the city clerk.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 on page 249, an ordinance to amend 2019-2398, adopting the 2020 annual budgets for the general fund, development fund, the development fund, capital outlay fund, equipment replacement fund, street improvement, capital improvement, TID 4567 fund, sanitary sewer fund for the city of Franklin fiscal year, to approve budget encumbrances from the 2019 budget as amendments to the 2020 budget.
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Motion carries. G19 is preparation of the 2021 budget timetable. Is there a motion to adopt the timetable?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to, should I be nice? Move to H1, licenses. Alderman Taylor.
All right, Jackson 27. Pending payment, surrender of former license, and proof of city water. So that's an approval. The next one is...
Wait. 7 a.m.
What?
7 a.m.
Oh, no, that's the next one.
No.
Is that that one? Oh, and allow open at 7 a.m.
See, you can get along.
Yeah, we absolutely...
See, I can interrupt.
Just take it.
Anything else? With the open at 7 a.m. with the zoning application update, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
And then the rest are all approved.
Correct. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Minor modification to the voucher item that's before the council. On the front page, the third last item talks about approval of payment to First American Title Insurance Company. Late this afternoon, I was informed that that actually should be Chicago Title Company, but it's the same amount, but it should be Chicago. And that name is also referenced in the third last bullet point of the amendment for requested motion.
I-1 vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of February 13th in the amount of $2,245,667.55 and payroll dated February 14th in the amount of $384,239.53 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $210,852.47 plus city's matching payments and estimated payroll for February 28th, estimated $368,000. Payments of various payroll deductions, estimated $526,000 plus city matching payments.
How stupid of a thing to say, Kristen.
And property tax disbursements with an ending date of February 13th in the amount of $16,257,998.40 and release of the payment to Chicago Title Insurance Company in the amount of $10,000 and release of the payment to Loomis and Ryan LLC in the amount of $38,443.77 and release of the payment to Victory to Lamb Church in the amount of $19,410.83.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move to item G20. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 6 mixed use industrial commercial retail single family residential and open spaces uses project development and a second amendment to tax assessment agreement tax incremental district number 6 between City of Franklin and Strauss Investments LLC, the negotiation of provisions in the terms and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
We are on closed session. Thank you all for being here. See you later.